We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, one day away from opening day. Actually, it is opening day around baseball. Phillies, though, tomorrow against the Atlanta Braves at 3:05. We can't wait. Join us tomorrow. We've got Chickies and Pete's for the show, getting you set up for game day. Midday Show at Chickies tomorrow for Phillies opening day. A year of a lot of promise, hope, optimism to go win a championship after what's happened in the last 2 years. Kevin Stocker, you've heard him a lot on WIP, calling Phillies games alongside Scott Fransky. He'll be back doing it again this year. He joins us right now to talk about the 2024 Phillies. Kevin, how you doing today?
Kev.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. Kev, my question to you is, what was opening day like for you when the season started? What were some of the feelings that you had?
Well, I mean, tons of butterflies. I mean, it's always first of all, you know, okay, coming in, you're going to win every game. That's how you feel, right? You're like, all right, we're going to win every game. You're so optimistic about the season. Tons of butterflies. You really want, personally, you want to get the first hit out of the way. All these little milestones. It's funny because opening day is so special, and literally the next day, or maybe after the first series, you settle down. You get your emotions kind of caught up with you. You're able to slow down, take a breath, because the season is so dang long. But on that first day, it doesn't feel like that.
Kevin, it's been an interesting spring training with the Phillies. Not too many new faces, Whit Merrifield one of them, but it's really basically the same team they've gotten very close to winning a championship with the last 2 years. But I feel there's like a focus, a different kind of locked in that I've sensed talking to some of the guys when we were down there and just watching and listening to them. Have you noticed something similar? What's your take on what you saw and heard from spring training this year?
Oh, I think that's a fair statement, is that I do think that they're focused. One of the benefits I think that you get when you have a group of guys that have been together like this that come back, you know, year after year or even from last year, they're comfortable with each other. They're super comfortable with their manager and how he's going to manage so they can predict what he's going to do. There's a great comfort in that. So in saying that, yes, they're very focused. They know what they have to do to be ready. You know, spring training is tough. Spring training is just so long now. It's amazing how long it is. But with the veteran guys, they're able to get ready. So I just think that these guys are, you know, they're excited about their team. I know in the offseason it didn't seem like there were a lot of moves made by the Phillies, but in reality they signed two of the top pitchers in baseball. Now, Wheeler, of course, took a little longer, but, I mean, think about those guys are back with this team, how excited they are. So I think the guys are pumped. They're ready to go.
What kind of season are you expecting Trey Turner to have?
Trey Turner, right. Yeah, that's a great question. I think Trey is ready. All I can speak to with Trey is what I saw in spring training. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you in spring training, he came in excited. He was super relaxed, whereas last year with the WBC kind of got in the way of everything, he was still trying to get to know a lot of the guys. It's no excuse how he played the beginning of last year, but he's in shape. He's been working his tail off. All of those things, I think when I look at him, I'm like, they're all great signs that he's going to have a great year. I do think defensively last year, when you start to look at that, I know it's been kind of a conversation with him. He's better defensively than what he showed last year in Philadelphia, no doubt about it. But when you struggle like that, like he did out of the gate, and he had never struggled like that before, and you know, Hugh, your focus tends to go. He just worked so hard on his hitting for the mm-hmm. first 2 or 3 months, so focused. It took a little bit away from that defensive side. And that's basically when you talk about taking your offense out to the defensive side, that's kind of what it is. And as a player, you don't even know that's happening. So he was able to kind of rally that focus back in, certainly with the fans' help. But I think he's going to come out much better prepared this year.
Kevin, let's talk about the opposite kind of player, one that we can count on the defense. There's no questions about it, but the offense is a major concern, and we don't know, and that's Johan Rojas. Kevin, the Phillies made the decision to bring him aboard. He's likely going to start a lot of these games early in center field. What do you think about Rojas, the decision to bring him on the team, and the ability for the Phillies to play him, even if he's not hitting much at all?
Well, it's a good question. It's a little bit of a I don't know the right word for it, but they're taking a chance, right? I think they believe enough in him that he's going to be able to figure out the offensive side of it. I will say this. I think somebody asked me, this might have been a week ago in another interview, I can't remember, but somebody asked me, how do the Phillies get over that hump at the end of the year? And I look at this and I'm like, for me, it was a lot of the outfield defense. This team, the Phillies team, with Johan in center, moving Kyle to more the DH role, not only does it help having Marsh out in the outfield, it helps Kyle get off his legs a little bit to keep him strong and healthy. I think this team picks up 8 to 10 wins because of just that. Now, in saying that offensively with Johan, I think he's going to figure it out. He's got tremendous speed. So speed in itself is a weapon. Once he learns how to bunt and use the speed, that'll help him. If he needs to get a base hit or just get himself out of a slump, he can always use that speed. Is he going to have to hit? I think he's also one of those guys like, look, I'm a baseball player. This is what I do. I can hit. Everybody else doesn't think I can hit, but I can hit. And you know what, guys? I can relate to that because when I came up, you know, Boa was sticking his finger in my chest saying, don't worry about hitting, just catch the ball. You know, he was sitting there poking me. And it just relaxed me. And I think he's got enough studs in front of him. If he can just settle into the nine spot, I still expect him, I would love to see him hit 250, something like that, 255. Why not? Then I think he really helps this team defensively in center. Absolutely.
We're talking to Kevin Stocker as we get ready for opening day. Phillies Braves tomorrow. Kevin, what's your feeling on the division and how important it is for the Phillies to win? Last 2 years, they haven't won it. It hasn't mattered. They've gotten further than the Atlanta Braves. But Kevin, I look at it and say, is that going to keep happening? Like, are the wild card teams going to keep getting all the way to the World Series, or eventually is it going to help to have that bye and have to win less games? What's your thought on pushing for the division and how much that's worth?
Well, I'm a huge fan of pushing for the division. I can't stand, I mean, I played back in the day when the wild card first came in, and it almost seemed like there was this push to play for second place. And I never understood that. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, the Phillies have an owner who does not do that. He wants to win, and I just love that. And it feeds off on the players. These guys are sick of the Braves winning. So, yes, they are pushing for the division, winning that division. I believe in the bye. I don't know why everybody's losing. I don't know what's wrong with them, whether it's coaching. They haven't figured out the formula to sit off, you know, 5 or 6 days. But I think that helps your team to get everybody healthy. Can the Phillies push for it? Yes. Is it going to be an uphill climb? You better believe it. I think the Braves are loaded once again. I don't see them really slowing down offensively a whole lot, unless there's some sort of an injury to one of their big guys. Clearly, they have a couple of pitchers that are a little older. But I think they're going to be tough to catch. It's going to be getting off to a quick start that's going to help the Phillies. They don't want to get themselves into a hole out of the gate, but I absolutely think they're going to compete for that division title.
So it sounds like you believe the gap is going to be closed this year. Because, Kevin, 14 games is a massive gap in the two teams in the regular season. But when you watch them, especially in the playoffs, it doesn't feel like there's a 14-game gap between these two rosters.
Well, no, but, you know, divide that season up into different seasons, right? So you have spring training, and then you have the regular season, and then playoffs. It's a whole different animal. That's why when you talk to the guys, even when we played, we did everything we could to win the division and make sure we get in the playoffs. And then once you're in that playoffs, all holds barred. I mean, everything is off the table at that point. You just got to come out and be a gamer and be a baseball player. So I just think the Phillies are, one, they're a veteran team, and they're close-knit. You talk about chemistry. They pull for each other. When they get to the end of the season, when games are really start to hype up, they're able to slow it down and really pull for each other. And I think that's why they're able to kind of handle the Braves or have over the last couple of years late in the season. But, yeah, I think it's just going to be awesome. Like I said, the 14 games you're talking about, that's a lot to overcome. But I think it's something that the Phillies can do if they can get out of the box. Just don't get into a huge hole.
We're talking to Kevin Stocker. Kevin, you know, there's a lot of stars in this team, and we can kind of predict what they're going to do if they're healthy with Bryce and Schwarber and those guys. How about some of the younger guys? If you had to pick one of them to take the next step in their career, who would you pick? Stott, Bohm, Marsh, Ranger. If you had to pick one of those guys, and they're all in that age now where it might happen, who do you think might take one more jump in the production that they've given so far?
Man, you're giving me just one. How about if I'm going to give you two, because one, I'm going to say Ranger as a pitcher. I'm going to divide them up. So I think Ranger is key for this team, right? So he's healthy. He's throwing really well. He looks fit and excited. The other thing about Ranger that maybe people don't see is when he's on the mound, he's super competitive. He's kind of like, you know, when I know everybody knows John Kruk and he's silly and he's great and he's fun and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know that I played with anybody more intense between the chalk lines than John Kruk. But off the field, the guy was a goofball, still is, right? Ranger is a guy that when he takes the ball, he wants the ball. He just hasn't been able to get it consistently due to either injury or some other issues. I think if he stays on that mound, he's a big key for this team. I think he's going to make a big jump. And I really think Alec Bohm is ready. He's improved every year at third base. I love the fact that Harper's over at first so that Alec now can get all the reps, or at least most of the reps, at third. That'll make him a better third baseman. He can settle in. It becomes predictive for him, and he'll start to learn how to pull that ball in the air a little bit. And those 20 home runs he had last year will be 25, and then hopefully it just continues from there.
Great stuff. Kevin, we appreciate you hopping on. Excited to hear you this season, and it should be a really fun year down at Citizens Bank Park. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet, guys.
There he goes. Kevin Stocker with us there. So he's going with Bohm as makes the big leap this year. I mean, last week when we talked to him, he sounded like we asked about the home runs. He didn't seem like it was something he's going to try for. But, I mean, he realizes, like, I think it's a thing where because you look at Alec Bohm and you think a lot of home runs, he probably thinks he probably should hit more. He did hit 20 last year. If he can get to 25, I'll take that.
Yeah, no problem with that, man. And what did he say, Joe? They're thrown. Not hit. They're not
home
hit.
Runs.
They're thrown. Home
basically,
runs are his or not.
Crush the mistakes.
Yeah, I think he's trying to. We heard him talk. I heard a young man that was just trying to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.